This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Joy to the world, salvation has come. Merry Christmas to everyone. Wow, today is an amazing day, and welcome to Radio K Pulpit. And this is She Excels, a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Here we call women higher to live with vision, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. At She Excels, you'll discover God's blueprint for true success. Success by the book, yes, the book, the Bible. It's your time, it's your call. She excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. And I'm proud to be your host, Annie Sodey. And today is an amazing day. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior. Amen. A day of joy, a day of remembrance, and a day of purpose. So today we celebrate not just the birth of our Savior, but the birth of one who was promised to us by God, who came on a mission that had to be fulfilled, who is sent from heaven, who was sent from heaven to earth so that our lives will not be the same. So today our message is joy to the world, salvation has come. Ladies, today I want you to see something very profound. Jesus did not just get born. He arrived where his purpose was needed. And the same is true for you. We want you to know that you need to go to where you are needed, because joy will burst out in the hearts of those who are expecting you. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you're celebrating. If you're just tuning in, I'm Annie Sodey, and I'm hosting the show She Excels. And today I'm so happy that it falls on this day. Oh, hallelujah. This is a day where we just rejoice for what the Lord did to us, sending Jesus into the world. The birth of Jesus is a birth of purpose. There was a mission. Amen. So it is not just about the manger, you know, all the candlelights and all the Christmas trees and all these things that we have come to define this day to be. It is more about the mission of a Savior who has been born. Why is he here? I think people forget about the reason behind the birth. They are celebrating the baby and remembering that he was born, but forgetting that there is a mission behind it and the purpose is so deep. So the birth of Jesus is a birth of purpose. The Bible says in John 13, 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Jesus was given because he carried something we desperately needed. Amen. So while you're celebrating, while you're rejoicing, I want you to really sit back and ask yourself, why am I celebrating? What has changed in my life? What has become better because Jesus came in? Joy? What is a joy? What am I joyful about? There must be evidence in my life that depicts that the birth of Jesus really has had an impact in me. And I can tell you, I am a living testimony of what his birth has done. The coming of Jesus to earth and his dying on the cross has transformed my life, has made me a woman who thinks about the kingdom, the advancement of the kingdom, the things of God, and makes me understand that I should not stay in the kingdom of darkness, but move into the kingdom of life, light and life. Accept what God has done for me and accept the redemption, you know, and everything that came with the package of him being born today. So I want to give more context to your joy. Your joy should not just be because the world is celebrating. People don't even care about Jesus. They are celebrating, but not you. Not you, dear listeners. You understand what is behind this. It's about a mission of the Savior who has been born. Hallelujah. He left heaven. He left his comfort zone. He stepped into the world that needed him. Amen. So purpose will always require movement, sacrifice, and obedience. Think about it. Jesus left his comfort zone. He left heaven. He left everything so that today we can say we have joy. Amen. Let's read some scriptures that really talks about the celebration that is going on right now. Luke 2, 10 to 11. I bring you good tidings of great joy. Amen. I bring you good tidings of great joy. A Savior is born. It's a joyful thing. So we're not just celebrating and faking the joy. Tidings of great joy. Why? Because a Savior is born. Luke 2:20. The shepherds returned praising and glorifying God for what they had seen. They returned glorifying God. There was such joy on this day many, many, many years ago. I don't know if today is a real day. You know, many people have odd, different arguments around it. I don't care what the day is, but whatever the case, Jesus was born on Sunday. Amen. There's a birth that we are celebrating that happened on Sunday, but there was rejoicing. Even the shepherds praised God for it. Matthew 2, 10 to 11. The wise men rejoiced exceedingly. Let me just check that I have that scripture right. And the wise men who came to give Jesus the gifts, three wise men who were directed by a star. The Bible says that they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy when they found Jesus. The world celebrated because the answer to our most profound need as people lost in sin has come. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a joy. Now, I want to take it back to you. You know, we are happy that Jesus came. Why? Because we are benefiting from his coming. Therefore, it means that some people should be happy that God sent you on earth and should be benefiting from your existence. Think about that. Now, I'm challenging you as you celebrate and you're happy for what Jesus has done for you. I want you to think of those who need to be happy about what your life is bringing into them. So someone who needs deliverance is waiting for you. Someone who needs clarity to make the right decision is waiting for you. Someone who needs transformation is waiting for you. Someone's ministry is waiting for you. Someone's business is waiting for you. Someone who needs salvation is waiting for you to come and share the good news with them. Someone who needs healing is waiting for you. Someone who needs you fill in the blank. What are you giving the world that they will be saying, joy to the world, she has come. She has come. We say joy to the world, salvation has come. That's what we're talking about today, Jesus' birth. Amen. Joy to the world, you have come. What would the world be celebrating and being joyful about? And the world here might not be the whole world for you, but each of us, we have the world God has called us to subdue, to multiply, you know, to be fruitful in a world that needs what we have. Who will be saying, my answer has arrived, when they think about your life? So as you are happy about what Jesus has done, or his birth has done to your life, he's dying on the cross, you're celebrating, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you so loved me that you sent your son, you know, you sent him, and he had to be born, you know, he didn't come as an adult and just went straight to the cross. There was the pathway of, first of all, being born and coming here, Mary saying, yes, use my womb, and now we are celebrating and we're joyful. What will people celebrate about your life? The joy. They say, oh, she has come, and they are happy and they're celebrating. And everybody's face is everybody's face is just smiling and happy. And, you know, think about it. I want you to know that God sent you. Joy to the world, you are here. Embrace it. Embrace it. Amen. Embrace it. So your purpose is never for you alone. It is God's gift to your generation. It is God's gift to your generation. Think about it. Today we are celebrating the birth of Jesus that happened thousands and thousands of years ago, and we are still celebrating. Generations after generations should keep remembering that you were born, that you are here. You don't need a tombstone. I love when Miles Monroe talks about the fact that, you know, talks about the, you don't need a tombstone. I got that from him. You don't need to be remembered by somebody going to a cemetery and reading, oh, any son was here. No, 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 no. When somebody leaves impact in the world, they don't need a tombstone. Jesus Christ, I don't even know, you know, I've never been to Israel. Praise God. That's one of my bucket lists. I want to go there one day. But there's just a lot I don't know about Israel that I only got to know when I read the word. But my whole life is evidence that Jesus came and died. I've experienced him, the Holy Spirit in me, and the Holy Spirit in us as children of God, helping us, you know, the word of God becoming life, giving us direction, you know, being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, the transformation, the things we have stopped doing that we used to do. I can go on and on with this list of what the birth of Jesus and his coming and dying on the cross for my sins has done. I don't need to see a tombstone. I don't need to go to where when he was ascending to heaven, the disciples were around and they watched him and said, oh, this is a spot. I don't need that to go to that spot. My life and my experience with Jesus, who is life, the God who is indeed living, the living God, has already given me that experience. You know, I want you to know that your purpose is not for you alone. I repeat that again. It is God's gift to you or generation. When you step into your assignment, heaven rejoices and people rejoice as well. Why is heaven rejoicing? Because God knows why he sent you. And when you're living that out, you make him proud. Amen. And the people rejoice. Joy to the world, you have come because they're experiencing transformation that your life, the fruit that is coming from your life, is bringing into their lives. So I want you to take that away today, that when you step into your assignment, heaven rejoices. And the people you were sent to rejoices. Joy to the world, you have come. You're listening to She Excels. Today is a day of joy. I hope you're celebrating and in thankfulness and just enjoying the company of family, of friends, and remembering what Jesus's birth means to you and making it very, very personal and not just leaving it to a cup of juice or some good, good lunch. You know, you are actually remembering and say, wow. Let's talk about the story of Jesus's birth that brought about transformation, that brought about great joy in those days. Yes, the shepherds, the wise men. But today, what am I joyful about? How does that affect me? You know, what has changed in my life because Jesus was born? That is a joy that we should be celebrated. Let's make it personal. And going beyond that, what are you giving to your world that brings joy to the world? Many of us, our company, you know, doesn't bring joy. When people see us coming, they're like, trouble comes. No, that's not what we want today. I want you to ask yourself, what am I supposed to be given out that will bring joy in the lives of others? And one thing that we started discussing in our last session was that Jesus left heaven to come to give joy to the world. Hallelujah. He left his place of comfort. So most often, purpose will require you to go where you are sent. Often. In short, that's what it is. You have to go to where you are sent. You have to go to where you are sent. Jesus did not fulfill his purpose in heaven. He fulfilled it on earth, where the people who needed him were found. He went there. He came down where help was needed. And you need to go where help is needed. Your purpose will not be fulfilled in your comfort zone. You must go to the people. You must go to the places. You must go to the platforms that need what you carry. I want you to just let that settle in. There's a going. You must leave. Jesus Christ said to his disciples, I think he was praying, yes, in John 17, verse 4, he told the Lord, I have finished the work you gave me to do. I've finished the work that you sent me to do. Some of the version will say, I've completed down to the detail, down to the last detail, yeah, the work that you sent me to do. Where was he doing it? On earth. Where he was needed. The Messiah has come, the Savior. He shall be called Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He came to earth. He could not stay in heaven to finish it. He could only say that because he went to where he was sent. Jesus was only able to say he has finished because he was where he had to be executing the task that was given to him by the Father. And I'm going to read a scripture here that just shows when he announced himself and told the people that I have come and this is what I'm coming to do. He wasn't saying it in heaven. He was saying it on earth. Let's go to Luke chapter 4 from verse 16 to 21. And Jesus read out his assignment loudly. You know, he declared that this, the prophecy that Isaiah spoke about, that today it is being fulfilled. Let's read that. He said, he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. On the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found a place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." Now he starts telling us what he has come to do. He didn't say it in heaven. He came down to fulfill that prophecy on earth. He went to the place where he was sent. Remember we said, well, that purpose will send you to the place where you are supposed to be, where you are needed. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. They're not prisoners in heaven. There are no poor people in heaven. So he was where was he? He was on earth declaring that, opening the scroll and reading the prophecy of Isaiah. And recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Hallelujah. Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Somebody somewhere should be saying that. Today this scripture is fulfilled. What God said about me is being fulfilled. I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do, with the people I'm supposed to do it with. That is joy. When we say, "I'm happy, I'm joyful," something has shifted in your life. Something has changed that has brought life, that has brought, you know, look at what Jesus is saying. Good news to the poor. What a joy for the poor people. Freedom for the prisoners. What a joy for the prisoners, right? Sight for the blind. What a joy for people to have sight again, you know. Freedom for those who are oppressed. Every intervention of Jesus brings about joy. So we're not just saying joy to the world, you know, the Lord has come. We're not just celebrating his birth, but he recounted for us, confirming that Isaiah already proclaimed what he was going to do. That's the joy. And I just want to find out from you if you are experiencing any of those things that Jesus said he came to do. You know, I don't know about how he has intervened in your life spiritually, you know. And the Bible says he was anointed to do it. So he's just the right person for it. He's got what it took for him. He had what he needed to be able to execute what the Lord sent him to do. Amen. And I'm sure you have experienced this. Blind eyes. It could be spiritual blindness. It could be physical blindness. There are many people who have experienced healing because of Jesus. They've experienced financial breakthroughs because of Jesus. They have experienced freedom from addiction, from sin because of Jesus. And today they raise their hands and they say, "Joy to the world." Do not celebrate without understanding the meaning and the purpose behind this amazing mission. Amen. His coming brought joy. Because his purpose brought solutions. His purpose brought solutions. And that's where the joy is coming from. Isaiah 9 verse 2 says that people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Still announcing what the presence of Jesus will do and is doing in our lives and in the world. Many people have been transformed by the coming of Jesus and the death of Jesus on the cross. Our lives are not the same again. Jesus went to them. To who? To the people. He went to them. He went to the people who needed him. Amen. When help comes, people rejoice. I don't know. I'm sure you have testimonies of people that you gave them something. You did something for them and you saw a smile on their face. They rejoice. They thanked you. They embrace you. They thanked you. They sent you flowers. They sent you a card. Something something happened to them when they received something from you. Hallelujah. Acts 8:8 says, there was great joy in the city when Philip ministered. When the apostles went around, when Jesus left, there was great joy in the city. Acts 3:8 says, the healed man went walking and leaping and praising God. You know, when Peter and John went to pray, this man got healed. You know, the guy who used to be lame and sitting there and begging for alms, he went walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. Even let's go back to Naomi's time when the kinsman redeemer came. The women rejoiced and praised the Lord when Naomi's kinsman redeemer, Boaz, came and rescued her husband's lineage. You know, there is always joy when somebody intervenes in a situation that is terrible, that is dire, that is hopeless. Let us remember that we have been called to bring joy. Amen. When a deliverer arrives, joy flows. Your world, your assignment is waiting for you. Your workplace, your business, people's ministries, you know, classrooms, communities, they are all waiting for you. Someone will leap for joy because you stepped into your calling. Joy to the world. You, my sister, you have come. You have been sent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Purpose requires that you relocate. Let's say that again. You need to go to the place, to the people, to the, I don't know where you need to go to, but it has to be a relocation. It could be a mental relocation, a spiritual relocation, an emotional relocation, and most often a geographical relocation. You must go to the world that needs you. Joy to the world, you have come. I'm really enjoying today's word all about joy, and it's making me to think about my life and really asking myself, whom am I bringing joy to? And it's something very profound. And I want you to not just look at generally bringing joy to people in doing the little things that come your way, which is good, but also the ripple effect of a purpose-driven life where you are intentionally giving yourself to live out God's purpose for your life, such that on a permanent basis, as long as there is life in you and even beyond for generations to come, men and women will experience joy because you lived out your purpose. And I want that to be so engraved in your heart and written, just like Jesus. We read in that scripture in, I think it's in Luke, where we talked about Jesus Christ opening the scroll and reading from the prophet Isaiah's writing and declaring with boldness that this scripture is being fulfilled today. That was daring, you know. Then you're telling people that I'm going to heal the sick, I'm going to help the poor, I'm going to free prisoners with such boldness. And he did it. He did it. Jesus did not just say that this scripture is being fulfilled today, just so that they're like, wow, this is a great man. He says he's anointed. No, there was proof. There was proof. Jesus actually did it. When you read the stories in the Bible of the many people who came to him who were sick, who were healed, the many people who were tax collectors and sinners who became men of righteousness, upholding holiness, when you read about oppressed people, demon-possessed people who were healed and delivered from the demons that kept held them bound and made them act as mad people, my God. Let's not go as far back as the Bible. When you look at your life and see what salvation through Christ has done, it means that he did a great job. He did a good work. He did an excellent work. And that brings me back to our theme, the theme of this show, She Excels. Excellent work. It's one thing to know. It's one thing to do, but it's yet another thing to do it well. To do it well. If we are still celebrating his birth today and we have testimonies that we can talk about and say, this is what Jesus did, it means that whatever he did, is still working. The blood still saves. Amen. The stripes still heals. It's still working today. God is a God of excellence. He does his things with intention, with purpose, and with excellence. Hallelujah. And that is what he's calling us to. He's calling us to that. Don't just do it once and you're gone and that's it. No. You have to be intentional about what God has sent you to do and ensure that it really delivers what it was purposed to deliver. Jesus came and said, this is what I'm going to deliver, and he delivered it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So you excel when you do what God sent you to do, where he sent you to do it. Hallelujah. That's so important. That is so important. I believe that some of us are where God doesn't want us to be, doing what God has not asked us to do. And we've given all our lives to it. We are pouring all our resources to it. And yes, people are clapping for us and say, whoa, that's amazing. But we are not in alignment with God's call on our lives, with God's will for us. Jesus Christ was in the center of God's will. Being on earth was not a mistake. He had to be here because he had to do all the things that he read in the prophet Isaiah's book, where he talked about what the Messiah was going to do. He came to the people who needed him. I've been saying this since we started the show. He came to the people who needed him. God has sent you on earth. You need to go to the people who needed you. You have to fulfill your purpose with excellence. Amen. So let's just draw from this, the story of the birth of Jesus, and just look at the things that we can get from that so that we intentionally bring joy to our own world. The first thing is you need to know your purpose, like Jesus in Luke 4, where he talked about, this is who I am. He was not confused about it. He did not say he came to build supermarkets. He came to see how he could negotiate certain political things. You know, he did not come. He's not confused about why he came. And you don't have to be confused about why you're here. That's why I always tell us that let's go back to God. Go back to him who sent you. The manufacturer knows the purpose of a thing. If you're still in doubt, Lord, how can I bring joy to the world? I really don't know. I have so many things that are in my mind and ideas. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to your owner's manual. Go back to what God has written about you. Go back to the throne and spend time with God. So the first thing is know your purpose. The next thing is go to where you are needed. Jesus left heaven and came to earth. Hallelujah. He left heaven and came to earth. You need to go to where you are needed. I will say this today, because today that is it. Jesus came to where we are celebrating that he was born. He came to where he was needed. I just want to read a scripture in John chapter 1 John 4 verse. Let's just say that. 1 John 4, 14. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus went to where he came to where he was needed. The Father sent his Son, Jesus, to be born, the Savior of the world. He was in the world. The third thing you need to draw from the whole story about Jesus' birth is do the work of him who sent you. Do the work of him who sent you. He did. He did. He did the work that he was sent to do. You can find that in John 9. Let me just read that quickly. John 9, just to confirm, John 9, 4. It says, We must walk the work of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Do the work of him who sent you. The fourth one is, finish well and bring glory to God. Finish well and bring glory to God. That is my favorite scripture there, John 17, verse 4. John 17, verse 4. And Jesus prayed. I read that also when we started today. Verse 4 says, I glorify you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. I glorify you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do and doing it well. Amen. So as people worldwide sing joy to the world, the Lord is come, I ask you today, where is your world? Where is your world? Who is waiting for you? Who will rejoice because you showed up? Amen. Who will rejoice because you showed up? Hallelujah. I want you to remember this, that your purpose will bring joy to a hurting people, a hurting world, a hurting community, a hurting nation, whatever hurt means for God. As far as your life is concerned, it varies from person to person. You know, some people love to just make sure children don't hurt, and their ministry and their call is all around children. Hurt for them is a child being hurt. For people, hurt for them means a woman being hurt. Hurt for them means a man being hurt. Hurt for them means a president being hurt, leaders being hurt. Some people are called to leaders. There is a hurt somewhere, you know, that your purpose will bring joy to that place that is hurting. Your purpose will bring light to darkness. Your purpose will bring clarity to the confused. Your purpose will bring healing to the brokenhearted, whether it's mental healing or physical healing, emotional healing, whatever it is, it brings healing. It brings direction to the lost. It brings salvation to others. The Bible says we are ambassadors. The Lord has sent us reconciling men back to God. That's why Jesus came. You know, it's no point rejoicing and thanking the Lord for this day, the birth of Jesus, and men are not being set free from sin. Some people are rejoicing, but they are rejoicing in a sinful way, even perpetrating the same things Jesus came to die for. Hallelujah. And Jesus came and died for. So the celebration is, sometimes people are confused about it, and we need to bring order and bring the truth. Truth will set people free. Why are you celebrating? Why are you happy that Jesus came to set you free from sin? Are you still living in sin? You know, then why are you celebrating? What is the joy about it when you're still doing the same things he came to set you free from? That is one of the things that we need to bring truth into the world. The world is celebrating what they don't know. The purpose of Christ's coming was to set people free from the same things they are doing while celebrating his death. Lord, help us. Amen. So I want you to take this away, that the birth of Jesus is a reminder that purpose must be birth. It must be birth. You are here, but yours has not been birth. Go, let it be birth. Purpose must go. You must go to where you are supposed to fulfill it. Purpose must serve. You must serve those who need what you carry. And purpose must excel. You must do it well. You must do it well. You must accomplish it. And when you do that, your world will say, joy to the world. She has come. I'm blessed to have been part of your celebration today as you remember the birth of Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory. I just want us to pray and just really thank God for calling us to be partners with him in bringing joy to the world. You know, as he has even shown the example by sending Jesus to come and bring joy to the world. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to the world. Thank you for the good news of great tidings. Unto us a child is born, a son is given. Thank you, Lord. Our lives have been changed. Thank you for sending us to those who need us so that joy can continue to be in the world, in the spaces that we have been uniquely called, Lord, to serve in. We are grateful, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you for joining me today on She Excels. Hallelujah. If today's message on the birth of Jesus has really resonated with you and has awakened a desire to really dive into your purpose, we would like to connect with you. We'd like to hear from you. You know, you can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. And if you would like to email us, you can email us on info@capepulpit.co.za, and we are on 7 to 9 a.m. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Share this message with somebody as you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Share the message and make sure that they understand what true joy is, the joy of the birth of Jesus. Until next time, keep shining, keep building, keep pursuing your purpose with excellence. Go and bring joy to the world you have been called to. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, and thank you for staying tuned.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. please visit kpulpit.co.za.